Okay, we're learning. There's no shiur Wednesday night. I want to attend. Exactly, not really exactly. Mr. Mark's Reb. He's really a rabbi. Okay, everybody's a rabbi nowadays. I want to attend those Wednesday night lectures, so there won't be shiur Wednesday night. Well, only two. And I don't know about the second. We'll take one at a time.
Do you know when we're stopping for this month?
The whole Shiloh is going to be next week, probably. No, the Diyun is next week. Because after Tisha B'Av, we'll take a break. And before Rosh Chodesh Av, we won't take a break. So the Diyun is next week. Anybody have any feelings about it? I'm ready to come. I have to do some learning during the day. The other learning I do during the day is my job almost. Like this is like my pleasure. I have to have a little pleasure. I don't know. The Noilim should caucus when I'm not around and tell me if you decide not to learn next week. It's perfectly fine with me. I won't be at all upset or insulted. So you'll caucus, but not in front of me. We're up to Mitzvah Chav Zayin, and it's Chav Zayin Tavos. But I don't think we can keep that up. I hope everyone remembers, it was a very, very fundamental Machlokes Rambam and Ramban here about how to count the four don'ts in the second Dibra of the Aseres HaDibros. I'm not going to go over it. Just reminding everyone, the very, very fundamental Machlokes, how to understand Sukkim in the second of the Aseres HaDibros. Okay, now we're in the Milchan Chinuch, and Milchan Chinuch is dealing with the Shaila. Right, well, we'll start at the beginning. I'm not going to stop at the beginning again, but it's really very quickly. The Chinuch says that the Aveira of making an idol for worship for yourself is either you do it or you tell someone else to do it. And there's a question of Shliach Dvar Aveira. And the Milchan Chinuch says, question. Yeah. So he says it will start from after the Ad Kam L'Shono. If you can find it, really towards the beginning, he brings down the question, and he says, "Ein inyan zela zeklal," says the Minchas Chinuch. Zeg zeres hakozuv l'dadas haRambam daf al yedei acher asur daf al yedei goy b'cherish v'shoyin to v'kot. So obviously, there's not shlichus going on. You can ask, I ain't Shlech Dvar Avera. This whole, it's also to have it be built, so it's not a thing of Shlechus. And it's also, even if you tell a Cherish, I do a cotton to do it for you. The Lavitam Shlechus, Rakatzivui Hu Avera. It's really not what I said. I mean, if you want to be precise, and I assume you want to be precise, you'll notice this is not the way I said it. I said it that the Aveira is to have it be built. Not to build it, but to have it be built. But that's not really precisely the way the Minchas Chinuch says it. He says the Aveira is to build it or to tell someone to build it. The Tzivui hu ha-Aveira. The Tzivui would be the Aveira. That's a little different. It's not a lot. It's a little different. No, he doesn't mean, of course he has to build it for you to be over. You know,
so really,
that's called out of context. You can't lift a phrase out of context.
We'll see.
I think so really, it's how you build it.
I think it's a different nuance, though. It's a nuance, but I think it's a different nuance.
Well, he doesn't see it.
Yes, but that doesn't mean... I'm saying it's a different nuance. I'm saying love is a passive. Don't have it be built. Don't cause it to be built. Don't make it. But I think there's a bigger chiddush that the lav is don't build it or don't tell someone to build it. Okay.
It's going on.
I like that. let's drop it. I think it's a nuance of, there's a nuance of difference. It's like, I don't know if I should. There's a nuance of difference. What do I do? I see a very clear difference, but it's only a nuance. It's not a major nafkamina. Maybe somewhere along the line there will be a nafkamina. But the difference is how to, you know, what the reality of the law is. I can see it, I understood it as like don't have it be built. Like a sort of a passive law. However you have it be built.
Like market.
Well, we can talk about what market is. Maybe not everybody agrees. Maybe somebody says that if you build a maka through a goyish worker, you're not yetzer mitzvah. Maybe. You're not even allowed, because you have a maka. But maybe you don't get the mitzvah. So say, maybe someone will say that. I can't bring a raya from something that maybe I need a raya to.
He's addressing the chinuch to miya ani ala rambam, right? At the bottom here. That's what he's addressing. Shukasa she'en hefrek, man. Yasef yado, he said, I lost sosa.
I want to think about Marshall to explain. Okay. It's a different, to me it's like a difference between A and B. The Sanhedrin of Chavtesim and Aleph, Damrina Minayin Shein Toyin and Lamesis. The din that you try to look for a schus when someone does something that's a capital crime, you look for a schus to get him off the hook. But you don't do that to a mesus, to someone that tried to talk people into doing avodah zarah. How do you know that? Minachash HaKadmoni, because Hashem said to Adam, "What'd you do?" He said, "Not my fault. Chava's fault." He said to Chava, "What'd you do?" He said, "Not my fault. Nachash's fault." Hashem didn't say what you do. Hashem just punished him. Why? Because if he would have said what you do, he would have said, not my fault. Why should you listen to me for? My Havalei Litton, he could have answered Divirav Divirav Talmud. So that, and now, it's not clear, it's like a medrash. It's not clear if that would have gotten the Nachash off the hook, or whatever, but Uncle Bunim, it teaches us that in the legal system, you don't look for a schus for the mesus. Okay. Umakshim atzoisus the remaskal divrei baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam kolam duro. I'm being kona it because I really was miyayish. So now I want to be kona it. I was really miyayish. Now, is that called Yish Bershus? Maybe the whole base message is my Rishus because I'm the rabbi. The world is my oyster. The base message is my Rishus. Umachim atfaces the Riamas called Divrei. Him came called Mesus, Yitzhak came to be part there. So forget about if we try to be Malamed Shus to get him off the hook. Let him say that. Do you think a Mesus could talk to say that and get off the hook? Betirtzu, a Mesus ne'erag den etzavish alo yosus. He, that doesn't part of the Mesus. The Mesus gets mita for being Mesus. I don't know. But I don't know if he gets misa if the guy doesn't do it. I'm not sure. You'll say, but what are you talking about? Because me, I don't want to talk in the dark. Even if he has to do it, but I talked him into doing it and he did it. The fact that Divrei Rav Talmid doesn't pop to me, because the Isser is to talk him into it. And I did talk him into it. In other words, if the Isser is to get him to do Avodah Zarah, so then I could see there's a legality that I didn't really get him to Avodah Zarah. He did Avodah Zarah with his own Bechira, because he shouldn't have listened to me. I didn't take away his Bechira. So every Mesis could patter himself, but Tzadik says the Isser is not to get him to Avodah Zarah. The Isser is to be Mesis. Now, you'll say, but that means with Dava Poshet that you get pieces of being Mesis even if he didn't listen to me. Yeah, I think that's the case anyway. Let me just drop it, because I think that's the case. Because the whole Gemara's case of tricking him with witnesses are the guys who's trying to be Mesis, and they're not doing the Avodah Zarah. Not to be Mesis.
Because he's a Nachash?
No, he wasn't a Nitzavah. He was before Mount Tyre.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no...
Did any of the animals?
And Kain HaKanami, the Lavu Al-Zeh, the Shaykh Divri Harav, the Gufa Osra Tyre. So you want to say... Oh, that's on the bottom. The Hemai said he said... But there's no Tzushna, really. It's up to the people they ask on the Minchas Chinuch. It was amazing to Chayev, even if the guy didn't do the Avodah Zarah. But if you tell someone to make you an Avodah Zarah, if they don't, you're for sure not Chayev. No way. So, okay. Was that Posh Epsley? I think what the Minchas Chinuch leaves unexplained, if it's a Taina, but the Nachash could have said it. What's the difference between a limus chus? If we ain't tayin in lamesis means we don't look for a tzatz chus. What's the tzatz chus? Divrei Harav. But why is it a tzatz chus if the mesis is chayav? I'm not following. Tzitzis says so that every mesis could patter himself by saying he shouldn't have listened to me. And Taisa says, you're mechuyev even if he didn't listen to you.
Is that haguf of the Iver?
So then what's the tayin? So what could have been the tayin? So how do you know ain't tayin in the Mesis?
No, you're learning from the Mesis from
the Nachash. How do you learn that from the Nachash?
What you're not toying,
there is no tayin.
No, what you're not toying from the Mesis doesn't necessarily have to be this tayin that we're talking about.
I know, but...
Lali, we don't toying from the Mesis. Now other times, but this time anyway. This
but
time,
why would the Nachash have to say Divrei Harav? Why isn't it just plain true? If the Nachash is like a Mesis, so then why would a Mesis? This is a difficult thing. I don't think we can get into it now. Because Taisus Kasha is, let me say it a more simple way. Taisus Kasha is, let every Mesis patter himself by claiming. That. Now I'm asking, why didn't Taisus say every Mesis should be potter? You shouldn't even have to say it. Why didn't Taisus say, how could there ever be. I'm restructuring, I'm asking a question on Taisus. Taisus says, let every Mesis claim to be around. And it'll be potter. Taisus answers whatever he answers. I'm asking. Why did Taisus say the question that way? Why didn't he say it in a much, much stronger way? How could you ever give the Mesis Misa? It's true that...
Because we're not toying for him.
Divrei Harav. Why does he have to taina Divrei Harav?
Because we don't toying for him.
What does he have to taina it for? Why don't you say that Divrei Harav... What do you have to tie that for? Is that Chesha Mishpat? That you have to tie it? Toyim Venitna? Why isn't it a valid question in Taisus Avamina to say, how could you ever be Machayev a Toyim? The guy shouldn't have listened to him. Why isn't that a valid question? Why is there an Indian Taina? like he could taina the rabbi. And if you don't taina the rabbi, it's not true. Like, what do you have to taina it?
The machlokes, they come with a beis shammai. No, non sequitur.
Yeah, well, sort of, because if you can't taina it, if it's not true, then you can't taina it anyway, either. What? There's something here we can't go into it. Now we're learning the sugya. Why does it have to be as a taina to pata yourself? Why can't it just be a reality? And the question would be, how could you ever give a mesis misa? He wasn't really mesis. That's all. It's not relevant. What's relevant is that it's not relevant for here. The Menachas Chinuch is bringing it as a raya that there's a concept that it's usher to the action, even, and that's the question of the Mephorish on the bottom. But it's still not a tushel, because the Mesis is Mechuyev even if you're unsuccessful. It's true, Taisus reasoning of Divrei HaRav results in him saying that the Isser is to be Mesis. But Lamaisa, the Isser is to be Mesis even if you're unsuccessful. And it seems to be beyond reason and not logical to say that the Isser of telling someone to make an Avodah Zarah for you includes even if he doesn't do it. So that's not really... But you see, if you say it my way, you don't have the kasha. See? Because the Mechazinuch has the problem, because his way is, it's usher to tell someone to do to make an Avodah Zarah for you. But it's not really usher, because if he doesn't do it, you're not mechuyev. But my way, you don't have the problem. It's usher to have an Avodah Zarah made for you. So obviously, if he doesn't make it, you're not mechuyev, because he didn't do the usher. But in my way of saying it, you don't have a problem with what happens if he doesn't do it. And the Chassidus way of saying it, you have a little problem, but if he doesn't do it. But in my way, you don't have a problem, because in my way, I'm saying the Isser is to have an Avodah Zarah be made. It's not just...
You don't say the word, it's not for us to tell someone...
Right. That's just the words. the
concept.
It's a concept, it's not the words.
Right. Yeah. The question is, why is it us to tell someone to do it?
Apparently, Lagabe this Rambam. Nothing to do with it. The Divrei HaRav HaMechaber, who wrote that Sefer on the Smag, Tamula Metzli. Boy, because Finnick pulls no punches. Shuvah Yizhi Vimishal Chachomim, Hilchazakim, Shemini Zion. Kosav Kamosha Kasavnu, who may raya sanal, Utila Lakelius Borach, Kivanti Ladaitoi, Vihinani, that gave me much pleasure. Omnom Bendis time a Rambam or Yadanim in all I didn't say. But I'll tell you the truth, I don't know where the Rambam gets this from. Who told this to the Rambam? Well, it's like every law of the Torah. Don't do this. How did the Rambam come up with this? Meaning it's second person, don't do this. And then if you told someone else to do it, it would only be shlichus. But in the yachir, who becomes shlichus, or ribsa teira, they had loishayach shlichus and achayach. How does the Rambam know that it's be'etzem osur to tell someone to make it, not just shlichus? Why? It's like every lab of the Torah. The Torah says don't do something.
Yeah, but you can see it clearly. There's some things you don't do because you don't do it. Things like this, the whole reason you don't do it is because you can see the whole story, the whole thing that you shouldn't have an idol on your hand.
Maybe, but that's only my way of saying it. Okay. The Rav HaMechaber calls it the mitzvah lasso su hagore. Nira died the das haramam the Torah asher can grum. Well, he says beferish, not like me. The Torah asked I don't know. The Torah asked it to cause it to come about. But the lashon of losase in Kol HaTorah Kula excludes grammar. Other rabbi, masma grammar shari. Kibavur b'shabbos lav kufchav on days. Kabe gram chito, gram kibui. But if civil osasun don't erase Hashem's name, a gram shari. When there's a verb in the Torah, it almost always, or virtually always, comes to exclude grammar. So why would here be different? Shemos, to erase Shem Hashem. I am Pergvav Miyusodei HaTorah HaLochavav. Pergvav Miyusodei HaTorah HaLochavav. Gabi Kibui. I am Shem. Im Tein Menolei LaHarambam Dinzeh. V'gam HaLoshen Shel Gromo LaMotzinu B'Divrei HaRambam. Like Kambalei V'Sefer HaMitzvahs. Doesn't sound like Gromo. It sounds like the Isser, like you said. I think the way I said it, it would be Gromo. That's what the Ben Chasvinich is very fair saying. It's an issue to tell him to do it. The issue is like telling him.
Yeah,
the Ben Chasvinich is saying it would not be grammar. It's not the stavra with marbe grammar. It's a verb like every verb in the Torah. So it must be the Rambam had some understanding that it's also to make one and also to tell someone to make one.
The Rambam never used the word grammar.
That's what he just says. V'gam alozhe shel grama lo mitzina b'divrei HaRambam. Lo kam v'lo yisei for ha-mitzvahs. V'gam yishayach grama al yidei ben daz. Zetzor chiyun. It's sort of like, even if you don't say divrei HaRambam, divrei HaTalmud, divrei Mishomen, but if I tell a person with bechira to do something and he does it, can I be said really to be the gairim? Rather by eish. You have, if you give it to a cherishite of a cotton, it's a grama. But if you give it to a bedaz, it's not a grama. He chooses to do it or he chooses not to do it.
Even if grama was five, this wouldn't be even grama.
That's what he is suggesting. He's saying it wouldn't even be grama. He's not even sure that shayach grama is a bedaz. That's a rechian. I am b'choros, kami goram mum b'b'chor. Then kan makomo. The grama has a mission of herulon umos of divrei HaRambam. The source. Oh, now I know what they say by Egent. They say mitachanat hamotza. That's this word. The most they say mitachanit hamotza. The Shah, it means the original section, the source. I never knew what word that was. Tachanat hamotza. What?
Origin.
Yeah, I know. So that's what, now I see it in the Minchas Chinuch. It's not a modern Ifrit world. Lo hera lanu motza. You see, it means the source, the origin. Now I know what he's saying of the Egin. Okay, the Rebbe no Rambam. Achem vada the motza Rabbeinu zeh beza praisa. V'hanachnu lo neida manasem.
He said this once before.
Besides all the other problems we raised, how does the Rambam know? Does he mean grama? He doesn't say grama. But there's another problem. How do you get Malkus? If you did it that way, it's a lot of shame by Meisen. The theory is keeping the acher osa maisa b'shlichuso havalei maisa. Whoa! Because there is a maisa involved. The other guy's making the statue. Now, what does the Lechem Mishnah mean? It says the Minchas Chinuch v'hinei nira. They ain't kavonah to Lechem Mishnah l'chayiv osa mishum shlichus the shluchos shvadim kamoso. The Kvar Kosati is the ainu b'tam shlichus. I just spent a lot. I just spilled a lot of ink to tell you it's not shlichus. The lahavi kamoso machlos and shlichus varavera. The gavafilu mitzavul and nochri and the cherishrei to the kotan. Lo shayach bu shlichus gam kein chayim. Raka kavono, he means something akin to what the Gemara in Temura says, that there's exceptions to love, to dibur not being a maisa, if the dibura ka'ovid ma'isa, if your talking accomplishes something significant, then dibur is called a ma'isa. What? Well, I don't know if it's called the dibura ka'ovid ma'isa, but when the Gemara is talking about tamura, that is chal on the meim of the kedusha. Raka kavona kivud al yedei dibura ka'ovid ma'isa. Kamo meimer, like taking tamura. You yelled at the animal and that's why it didn't eat. So it's chasima and you did a maise because you yelled at the animal. However, the love of Avodah Zarah chamor, k'mar hanoyde b'shma, the poisek of Rambam the Lucky. If you swear or you make a neder in the name of Avodah Zarah, you get malchus. Even though it's not safe for ma'ase, but there's a certain heaviness of Avodah Zarah, and you can get malchus even if it's not safe for ma'ase. Apparently, Ayn Rambam can parakei halach yud because of Mishnah Shom, halach yilalo, halach Mishnah parakites, bezlo shem yivur shom. Okay. Beis, what we have as beis. Mavurkan Barambam, the Israel Oisav Oidazor Luzuloso, Afilu Lugoi. If you make an Avodazor to be worshipped, but you make it for someone else. Over Gamkain, I don't know what he means by Gamkain. He said that our mitzvah is only if you make it for yourself. It's sasa l'chok pasor.
How can you do made for a goy.
What? I don't know what he means by the word gamkein.
For a goy. Go over a gamkein if you made it for a goy.
What does gamkein mean?
Also made. He's over if he made it for him to worship him, only himself to worship. But even if he made it for someone else, and even the goy, he's also over. You know?
Okay. Kena also biyodol la'atzmo. So the Menchashina says, if you make it for yourself, you're either both lavin. Over mishum shnei lavin, the lav here, lo sadu l'chok pasel, gam the lav, the lahay masechol, the sasaloch, and vayik. In other words, my yikud the love is don't make an Avodah Zorah to be worshipped. For you, for someone else, it doesn't matter. We're not particular. Don't make it. And this love is specific. Don't make it for yourself. So if you make it for yourself, says the Menchas Chinuch, you're either two lavim. The one here, which is specific for yourself, and the one of my yikud, which in general, don't make an Avodah Zorah. The Shom Muzer Gamkein. Because King Latzmo, the Gara Meacherim, amen, I'm not worse than anyone else. Okay, now, so, Biyodo Latzmo, Lokemishim Shnei Lavin Elu, Lokeshtayim. For Rabbi Machaber Kosov Khan, but the Maisa the Chinuch says, the Oiver Vaose, if you made a statue or an idol to be worshipped, Loke. But because of the Lokeshtayim, maybe he could have said you get twice Malkus, but he wasn't talking about the Lav in Vayikra. Achsomach HaMasha Kosev in Misraish Yudalit, 214. The Shom Kosev HaLav, the Lohem HaSecha, the Osu Lassus La'asva, Ulu Zulasso, the Masu Lassu Lokeshtay Malkias. So he says it there, he doesn't have to say it here.
The Statue of Liberty is the Vodah Zarah?
They didn't make it to be worshipped.
Oh.
It wasn't made to be worshipped. Statue of Liberty is a different problem. You're allowed to make a statue later on, at the end of Yisro, is allowed not to make certain images, even if it's not for the purpose of being worshipped. And one of them is a person. So if the Statue of Liberty is in the shape of a person, that's also, she's not missing any, it's a lady, right? Lady Liberty. She's not missing an ear or a nose or whatever. So then, okay. But Nirudas Harava Machaber Shom. Nirudas Harava Machaber Shom. Shenim Shachashita Saramban. Tasius of the Zora Ramea Mikra de Shom. The Lokin Shte Malkius Mishim Lo Sasu. The Lo Lochem. There's two lavim in that pasuk. Is there a chumash here? We need a chumash for yikra. You test dollars. Says Dalit. The Ramban says the Ramban says I don't know what does it mean you have two lavim. Mishum lo sasu v'lo lochem. So he follows the Rambam in the counting. So that's why he counts 27 as a separate lav, as the Rambam does. But he himself might. Might not hold that you get twice Malkus because of this mitzvah and 2:14. Okay. Let's learn one more paragraph, please. After now, Kamina La Rambam and most of the Zoro, the Mason of the Zoro, Tarko Hasu's Lomishim Lav Ze, and the word Tan. In history, Bo Gam came Mishim Lav Delohe Masecha, Lokeshtaya, but you'll need a Hasrah for each one. The Ramban, a Lokim history Bo Mishim Lav the Khan, because the Ramban holds this is not a Lav saying don't make a statue an idol. So according to the Rambam, if you give him a hasra only for the pasuk in Vayikra, you'll only get one smalkus. I am to say come upon him. I'll place a biyado. I will see the nochri lasos over rakpal alvecha. You're not oivet. Number 2:14 in Vayikra, if you tell a guy to do it for you. Rambam belav zeh, well, Rambam belav the Kedoshim. Oh, according to Rambam, you are. If it's some of the Yisrael, who will be belav echad, by Yisrael oiver, also if you come, can belav the loizasa, luzul also. Because in Vayikra, it doesn't say for yourself only. And well, who ain't oiver, be shnei lavin, rakam also be a dayim. The loigora may also luzul also. I don't understand that. But, well, we're going to come back and revisit this tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be going again. Slach. Oh, that's only in mine. Okay, Shkoyach.